This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The cabinet shuffling has begun. Today, the White House announced that Attorney General John Ashcroft and Commerce Secretary Donald Evans have resigned. The decision from the Attorney General was expected. John Ashcroft had indicated he was exhausted after 4 years in his post on the front lines of the domestic war on terrorism. His eagerness to leave increased after he had gallbladder surgery earlier this year. Joining us now to discuss his tenure is NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, it's safe to say that people on all sides had very strong feelings about John Ashcroft. What might his legacy be?
I think he'll be remembered as a fighter. He was controversial from the moment he was nominated. Many people thought that he was simply too partisan, too opinionated to serve as Attorney General. He was confirmed only by a narrow majority. And then when 9/11 happened, he became the most fervent defender of an aggressive approach to the war on terror. He was a champion of the Patriot Act, which became this law that expanded police and government powers to surveil citizens. Many people think that that law is one of the chief threats to civil liberties these days. And when the Patriot Act was attacked, John Ashcroft became one of its most zealous defenders. For example, when librarians attacked the act and said that it could be used to subpoena people's reading records from libraries, John Ashcroft referred to librarians as being hysterical, and a lot of people don't like it when you attack librarians in this country. But he didn't really care. I think a lot of people felt that he was so confirmed, so firm in his beliefs, that he really didn't pay that much attention to his critics. I think some of his critics wished that they had engaged him so maybe they could have gotten made a little bit more headway in the fight for civil liberties, but he pretty much followed a straight-ahead course. And his Justice Department helped design many of the policies that we associate with the war on terror, like closing immigration hearings or using material witness statute to detain people without charging them with a crime. So all in all, a very aggressive defender and fighter in the war on terror.
Aggressive, but how effective was he?
Well, I think most people would say the first answer you would get to that from most of his supporters is that there hasn't been another attack since 9/11. And whether he should get credit for that, I think, is a matter of interpretation. But he certainly went after a lot of people. He threw a net out across this country and interviewed thousands of immigrants trying to get intelligence on what the next attack might be if there was planned. He used every possible grounds he could to detain people. And, he basically said that he was using the Constitution in every way that he could in order to reduce the risk of a war on terror. I think a lot of people feel that he arrested low-level people, people who were just supporting the war on terror but weren't real terrorists themselves, who were simply involved in what he called material support. But his Justice Department believed that that was just as important, if not more important, as finding top al-Qaeda leaders overseas. And, of course, the Justice Department through the FBI actually was pretty instrumental in arresting people overseas.
And he was controversial in other ways also.
That's right. He fought an Oregon policy that allowed doctors to participate in assisted suicide. He also fought a California law that allowed for the distribution of marijuana for medical purposes. Early on in his tenure, he wrote a letter to the NRA saying he believed that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to own guns. Even just recently, the Justice Department took the side of Republican plaintiffs in a suit over provisional ballots in Ohio. So everywhere he went, he blazed a trail, and a lot of people think that he left quite a bit of wreckage in his way, but some people think he was exactly the kind of activist that is needed in the Justice Department.
Just quickly, Larry, who are some of the likely replacements?
Well, White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez is mentioned as a top candidate. The president might also turn to the chairman of his reelection campaign, Mark Roscoe. And then there's Larry Thompson, who is a former deputy attorney general under Ashcroft. He's highly thought of, but he just went to work for Pepsi, so it's not clear he wants to leave a lucrative job like that so soon.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Larry Abramson.